Dictation for Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth, August 10, 78. Mrs. Allen, Christine, is a 46-year-old lady, a new dialysis patient here in ALMA, A-L-M-A. She underwent a liver transplant, University of Michigan, February 19, 2025, secondary to cirrhosis from fatty liver. Reviewing records, University, intraoperative severe hypotension, requiring valium replacement and pressure support, develop acute kidney injury, being dialysis dependent since. There was atrial fibrillation. Was on continuous dialysis, changed to 3 days a week. She is compliant with transplant medications. She makes very small amount of urine, 100 mLs in 24 hours. For a period of time was at Chelsea Rehabilitation Unit, already home for a number of weeks. She's not feeling well. She thinks that she is going backwards. Weakness, shortness of breath, orthopnea, poor appetite, only drinking liquids, persistent nausea, some vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. To see University transplant people tomorrow. The last couple of days, they place on hold transplant medicine, CellCept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, is still taking Tacro. No abdominal discomfort, no chest pain or pleuritic discomfort, no purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past medical history, fatty liver with cirrhosis. Apparently, encephalopathy. She is not aware of seizures, not aware of esophageal varices or peritonitis, has received prior blood transfusion. Question, chronic kidney disease before renal transplant, prior left-sided kidney stone requiring cystoscopy, retrograde, lithotripsy, Dr. Lu, LIU, question pre-diabetes. No reported coronary artery disease. She's not aware of congestive heart failure. She's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, liver transplant, dialysis catheter, prior colonoscopies, prior procedure kidney stone on the left side and removal. Next paragraph. Allergies reported to Augmentin, Bactrin, and for weight reduction, Phentermine, P-H-E-N-T-E-R-M-I-N-E. Next paragraph, most recent medications, include on dialysis MIRCERA, MIRCERA, Sofran, Campasin, Midodrine, Pepcid, Prilosec, Lipitor, Eliquis, Masorelaxan, Vitamin D, Multivitamins, Metoprolol, Telcept, Tacro, Antiviral, Vel, Gencyclovir, V as in Victor, AL, Gencyclovir. Next paragraph. On physical exam, she looks ill, minor tachypnea, diffuse edema, distended abdomen, dialysis catheter right-sided. We are removing some amount of fluid, blood pressure low normal, between 130s over 70s, target weight 85, which is a drop from 107. As we are trying to remove fluid, she was severe edema and nasarca, pallor of the skin, normal eye movements, oriented time 4, no JVD, breast sounds are pretty much absent on the right, decreased half lower part, no pericardial wrap, the prior liver transplant surgery, distended abdomen obesity, diffuse edema and nasarca, no asterixis. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, anemia 7.1, low iron saturation, high ferritin, corrected calcium, phosphorus at goal, PTH low at 70, clearance 1.32, has not recovered kidney function, her creatinine close to 5, low albumin 3.1, normal potassium, bicarbonate. I requested a chest X-ray today. It shows chronic changes the last few months on the right-sided with pleural effusion consolidation, pleural effusion on the left. I review prior CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, edema, ascites, anasarca, liver transplant. Next paragraph. I found the last echo in July, normal ejection fraction. She has a bicuspid aortic valve, moderate aortic regurgitation, dilated left ventricle, next paragraph, I also review records from the University of Michigan, including a recent renal transplant evaluation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, status post liver transplant, underlying fatty liver, steatohepatitis. She is compliant with transplant medications. She has persistent upper gastrointestinal symptoms, nausea, vomiting, and poor oral intake. Has not recovered kidney function. She will be almost 3 months in May. She might not recover at all. She remains oliguric. Prior kidney ultrasound after kidney stone removal left-sided without obstruction. She has severe anemia without evidence of external bleeding. She has iron studies suggestive of chronic inflammatory process with high ferritin, low iron saturation. hemodynamically stable. We are continuing to remove fluid. A piercing sinus rhythm, prior atrial fibrillation, remains anticoagulated beta blockers, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, antiviral treatment, anemia management. Dialysis catheter without infection, good clearance. She's going to university tomorrow. I will not be surprised if she needs to be admitted. In the meantime, continue dialysis. We are still calling her acute. On the next few weeks, we might need to change it to ESRD. She already is following for a potential kidney transplant. She's going to need an AV fistula. All is to discuss with the patient, end of dictation.